to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maji.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
I called Teppo, who I went to high school with, but it so happens we both go to UJ. He's in the same thing. I'm like, yo, come help me. And Teppo gets there. He's like, don't worry, I'm with you, nigga. Yeah. This nigga will fuck him up today. You know what I mean? And he's praying, son, as the devil. Lord, help him. Save him. Please, Lord, get into him and release the devil. Hey, when Teppo's, this nigga starts, Teppo's like, yo, nigga, I'm scared. I'm bouncing. You're fighting Yasaba. You're Yasaba either. Yasaba.
I done, Pratev.
You didn't pay rent or something. Why the landlord here? You know the landlord. That's Sundays when you didn't pay rent. It's always like,
hey, Mash, do it again, man. Let's go.
Hey,
yeah, landlord. The landlord is always like, hey, good morning, Saul. No, landlord. Oh, what you?
No, it's fine. We're gonna continue. It's fine.
Yeah, we'll continue like this. It's fine. We've started already. Thank you, Mash. Thank you, Mash.
Because, by the way, we're coming at you at David Mashabela Studios. If you want to use the studios, podcast at David. What's the email? podcast@mashabela.co.za. Yes, that's the one. Yes. And now, for a minute, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Kezo. Saul is here.
In the final, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ghost ladies here.
Yeah, ghost ladies here. Yeah. We finally have a fat checker, please.
It's official.
It's official.
It's official, it's stamped.
Yes. Kabiso.
Kabiso. Sack Kabiso.
Yes.
Kabiso.
So please stop sending us emails. You.
Yeah. Hey, we got your CVs. We've reviewed them. But unfortunately, the vacancy is now filled.
And we need to fill up the female quota.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've got two females now. We're getting there. Two females.
There's a lot in the behind the scenes. There's also more females behind the scenes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, behind. Yeah. Yes, well, yes. Behind the scenes. Yeah.
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 So yesterday I had a what would Mapaputi do moment.
Oh, what would Mapaputi do?
Yeah, I had a what would Mapaputi do moment.
What happened?
We were rocking with Central last night and saw Matrix.
Oh, yeah. So we were booked in prom, right?
Nice.
So Central, I think his gig got cancelled. He had a gig. And then it's like, yo, I want to chill with Sol and Mac, and they came through.
It was awesome, bro.
Saw Matrix and Sir Trill, fucking legend. Oh. I didn't know, because I love, Saw Matrix shit and Sir Trill shit, but I didn't know he was there. And I played Dropline and then I played Sjabule. Namhlanje Sjabule. Literally back to back. I didn't know he was there, but I fuck with the shit. I always like those are like my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Crazy, and then man. Also, we had the guy who hooked us up with the Channel O deal.
Okay.
Hooked us up with a Channel O deal, yes.
So he was there last night as well. Mm. And then after the gig, they're like, let's go to the strip club. Yeah.
I know.
I was like, what would Mapaputi do?
Dun, dun, dun.
Fuck it. I'm like, fuck Mapaputi, man. I'm going home.
Oh.
So you went home?
I went home.
Wanyang.
Wanyang, boy.
Oh, then he came to me. I was like, let's rock and roll. Then we went to the strip club. It was him, his woman, and myself.
How was it, bro? I haven't been in the strip club in a while, man.
Me too. The reason I said let's go, I was like, I hadn't been in a while. We went there. Mm. Got there. Okay, we got a bottle. There was drama. Some baller, you know. So we chilled there like 15 minutes. I think went with his woman to the loo. They took a very long time.
Mm. Mm.
I don't know what they were doing.
Oh.
So when they come, there's like an altercation.
When they come.
Oh, wow.
I do. After a long while. Yes.
After a long while. Yeah. So, this baller, I don't know what's up with niggas like who, I think there's a thing about niggas who know that they are ballers, they have money, and then, but the thing is, then they see someone who they deem famous, right? Mm, mm. He knows he's seen me, and he knows who I am, but he wants to pick a fight to show me, you know, like, yeah, I still have money, you're famous and all, you know? It comes like, this is my table. I'm like, yo, bro, they put us here. Yeah, it's my table. He points it at our bottle. Yeah, you bought one. I spent $5,000 here. I'm like, wow, beautiful. You know, and then came, there was a whole thing. But he got bounced.
Wow, they bounced Edwin Sorti.
No. Edwin Sorti is not spending $5,000, dog. That's a mini bill for him. Bro. That nigga's a major baller. Not a mini baller. Yeah. You know, that's a small bill for him.
Yeah.
And they bounced him. The nigga like, ah. Then we move. Then the nigga comes to fetch me. So I'm thinking he's coming to apologize, we're cool. No, he wants to fight me.
What?
But the bouncers are like, hey, we haven't seen you in a while, but we know you. You know what I mean? Your family. And they bounced him. He was like, fuck you. And then he pushes me like, yo, bro, don't handle me like that, you know? And it's huge. It's huge now. But I'm like, yo, don't. But I think he was pissed that I'm not trying to fight him. I'm just like, and I'm not a fighter, bro. You're
killing
him
with kindness.
I'm killing him with kindness, bro. I'm not a fighter, you know? Yeah. I'm big, but I'm not that guy. Like, hey, when you tell about, hey, you know, like, I. And then they bounced him. I'll tell you.
Shit.
So man. The guy got us the gig. Yeah, man. But he had a good time at the strip club.
Nah. So I missed out, my dog.
Ish. Yeah. He was like, literally, because it was with this woman. It was nothing sinister. He was like, I just want to see bums. And my woman want to see bums.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, you want to see bums? Great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they went to the strip club and saw bums. And they came out, and in the street they saw bums. Also, bums galore. You know him, bro.
You didn't get that one. You didn't get it, Aya.
No.
You didn't get it.
He wasn't listening.
Bro, can you believe the other day I drove from Centurion to Chauero for
there's a strip club there.
No, Kota.
Shawela.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's saying it the right way. You know, it's a Venda area, that one. Venda Toma area.
Chawero.
Chawero.
Oh, it's exactly. Chawero.
Yeah, he's saying it. When it's Shawela. But I know my shower again, like, Shawela, man.
Dude, I drove from Centurion to Chawero for a Kota. They have the best Kota.
What does Chawero mean, bro?
I've got no idea what it means.
Okay. So you went for... Why are they special
quarters? Bro, they got the best quarters I've ever had in my life.
Is it
for
that real? One with them, a mashed potato?
Yeah, they have mashed ones. They have the ones with mince.
Yeah.
But I never have those ones. I have
mince
the normal
quarters.
Ones.
I love mince quarters, bro.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, bro. I got to take you guys there. I think their quarters have like some Waza Waza vibe. It's that good.
I love mince quarters. Like... Because these days, there's a place in Sprayview. This is an amazing quarters. I'd also like drive there, right? But it's those chips and burgers, patties, mince quarters are the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Mince. Like, my mom used to work at a Ezubugo. It's a school in the hood.
Yeah.
So I went there for like a year, right? Like in 90-something.
Mm.
The best quarters are the mince quarters. Those are the original quarters. Before they put chips and all that shit.
Mm.
Nice mince.
Best quarters you've ever had.
Deep Kloof.
Deep Kloof.
We drive from Centurion to literally Deep Kloof.
Nah.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
It's wild, bro.
So which one did you have when you drove there?
The normal one. I don't have the mince one. I haven't had the mince one.
Oh, brothers, mince quarter. Try the mince... Not the quarter with the normal shit, like the Russians and Ukrainians and shit. No,
the real like mince.
Not the quarter with Vladimir Putin. The real shit, like mince.
Yeah.
The original quarter when I was having a quarter in 94, 95, 96. Yeah, mince. Quarter, bro.
Damn, you sound really old, dog.
You were having a quarter in 94?
Yo. Yeah, dude, come on. I'm born 87. 94, I was 8.
Jesus.
No, I was 7.
Yeah.
And I was having a quarter. Like, literally, my mom worked at a primary school. Umam Hilda, I still remember her name. And she was Selama Shebet. You know Shebe.
Yeah, I know Shebe. Yes. Come on now.
Yeah. Not as a white as a white exclamation. Oh, Shebe.
Oh, Shebe.
Oh, Shebe. You know white people when they go to primary. Oh, Shebe. Shebe. We have sherbets with that come plastic rings and shit inside.
Yeah.
The real, real sherbet. Yeah, Mom Hilda. And she made a makota. She was a woman, like, best quarters till this day. And I had those in the 90s, like 95, 96.
Yeah.
No, 96, I was in the white school already.
Yeah.
Like 95, yeah.
Speaking about the hood, I was driving with Ghost Lady the other day to Olivet.
Yeah.
So we're going past Olivet. I'm like, yo, my mechanic used to be... Well, I used to use this mechanic
here.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
And I remember the one time my woman's car was overheating. The what's that thing called where it overheats, man? The radiator.
Oh, radiator.
It was
yes.
overheating.
Yes.
So I went to my mechanic. His name is Mavusan.
Yeah.
So I go to Mavusan. Yeah. You know what he told me to get, dog? I'd buy peri peri. He quite peri peri in the
Ukari.
Yeah. In the
it's
radiator.
Spicy.
And it worked. It worked. I kid you not, guys. It's true. Mafra. I promise you.
I think we can say what Mavusan do.
You know why?
Why?
So apparently, according to him, I wrote this down so I don't misquote him. I'm paraphrasing it. But according to him, right?
Peri
peri, if you put it in hot boiling water,
okay.
It releases oil, which will go to the top of the radiator and stop the water from leaking.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Because oil does not mix with water.
Yes.
So the oil will block the water.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Okay. That's some crazy chemistry. That's some crazy chemistry.
From the hood, right?
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Well, literally, because the radiator is in the hood of the car. Hood, bonnet, hood, bonnet, hood. Yeah. That's crazy. That's wild, bro.
Yeah. So I used fucking to go to hell. Him. Yeah, man. That guy was crazy, man. They do shit
that's,
like...
That's actually chemistry.
Yeah, it's like a hood recipe.
Basic chemistry, yeah. But... He's just hood like fagu pele pele, you know. He's not explaining it like just fagu pele pele. But when you explain, it's like, oh, that's chemistry.
Yeah.
Wow, that's.
I saw your post yesterday about your roommate that she killed me, dog, on Instagram.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, I saw that.
I always post that. Like, whenever people say, "What's your worst roommate story?" That's my go-to story.
Please tell us. Have you heard the story?
I got a story for days. True story.
The story is funny.
So I went to UJ, everyone knows. And then I stayed at Lahori, yeah. Right across ACBC.
Lahori.
Well, Lahori.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, Lahori. Hey, hey, hey. You know, hey.
Hey, by the way, we dressed by Tribe of Freak. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The guys who made that jacket for MacG last week, the screenshot. Well, they gave me a screenshot thing as well. It's just small, you know? So it's dope though.
Yeah.
Oh, and then nice. They brought us this.
Yeah.
Oh,
in celebration
amazing.
Of Africa. Is Africa it Africa Month?
It's Africa Month.
Africa Month.
Africa. Yeah. Africa. Yeah.
Africa.
Shout out
Africa,
to Tribe Africa, of Freak, Africa, man. This guy is amazing.
Dog, my name is here, bro. This is amazing. Some African.
Oh, did he put
patterns.
Your name there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mine says so. Henda.
Well, yeah, that's your thing, you know? Yeah.
And you've got Henda there. Marry me.
Yeah, it's so dope. These body warmers with them African.
Yeah, but we're at Lahori now, yes.
Oh, yeah. So. I'm doing my second year with Lahori. So Lahori is like this, right? We're in a two-bedroom apartment. The one bedroom I'm sharing with my friend, Usikhe. The other bedroom, it's these Nigerian guys. But it's not like your drug dealer Nigerians. Yeah,
of
or just
not.
Normal
this is
Nigerian,
at school now, right?
Rich Nigerian kids, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Who are in, one is studying at AFTA. Mm. The other one is doing something at Stamlin or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm.
With a rich brother. And then... In between, it's the living room. So these niggas come. They cool. Nice guys. You know, Ken and Moses. Nice guys. Oh, cool. Oh, eventually we start cooking together or whatever. You know what I mean? Nice. And then after a few months, the one guy starts going to church, you know? Like Moses. Like, obviously, Moses. Starts going to church.
Oh, he finds Jesus.
Oh, yes. He finds Jesus. Yes, he parts the Red Sea and finds Jesus across, you know, Moses. And then... It's the Nini. He starts praying, which is fine. We're cool with that. You know, he just starts praying and whatever. But it escalates after a week.
Mm.
He starts directing it to me.
Mm.
Like, God, there's a devil in this house. I'm like, I'm watching TV. And there was idols there. Idols, Botswana, Nigeria, funny idols. You know, standing in the house. Hey, there's a devil in the house. Moses, peace from the devil. God, it's me. I'm the devil. There's a devil in the house. It happens for a week. Yeah. He prays out loud with Bibles in his hands, yeah, and he starts banging on my door. I call Teppo, who I went to high school with, but it so happens we both go to UJ. He's in the same thing. I'm like, yo, come help me. And Teppo gets there. He's like, don't worry, I'm with you, nigga. Yeah. This nigga will fuck him up today. You know what I mean? And he's praying, son is the devil. Lord, help him. Save him. Please, Lord, get into him and release the devil. Hey, when Temple's, this nigga starts, Temple's like, yo, nigga, I'm scared. I'm bouncing. You're fighting Yasaba. You're Yasaba either. Yasaba. Yasaba, man. He dashes. I'm alone. Like, this nigga tormented me, like, literally for a good month.
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd be sleeping. Lord, the devil is sleeping now. As he sleeps, please save him. Yo. Like literally, that was like scary shit. Like, I laugh now about it. That shit was scary, bro. Scary, scary, scary.
I call upon you, Lord.
Banish devil from Saul.
Didn't go into tongues.
He's evil.
Yeah? Didn't he go into tongues? Sounds like he should have gone there.
It was literally like he's trying to make me make sure that I hear what he's saying.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, that guy literally prayed and, like, at 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, I wake up and he's banging. Luckily, with a key, we could lock.
Yeah.
You know, boom, boom. But, like, if you're trying to talk to him, like, you open the door, like, literally, his eyes are red. He's in it. Like, he's in it. Like, he's in it. Like, I'm like, what's going on,
that's
man?
What, maybe when you see you, hey? Maybe you had something.
No, there was a spirit upon you. Wait, I'm on the swang. Mesh, put the screenshot here. So then, 2 years later, I get an inbox on Facebook. Cling, and I've got it. I'll send to you. Long thing. Hey, Saul, this is Moses. I just want to say I'm sorry. Oh, you know what it says? Things haven't been going well in my life, blah, 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 blah. I really owe you an apology. I was suffering from schizophrenia. He was hearing things and voices and stuff. You know what I mean? I'm really sorry about how I treated you, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. And I'm human, man. I'm not perfect. I saw it. I was like, whatever, you know? But I responded later after like 3-4 years.
What did you say when he was calling you the devil? What did you be like, I've tagged one?
I was scared.
Yeah.
That shit was scary to me. I was scared, bro, because I was like, what is he going to do to me? Because he literally believes I'm the devil, and anyone who's a devoted Christian is going to want to kill the devil or strangle the devil or harm the devil. You know what I mean? So I was scared.
Like some kind of exorcism. What is it? Exorcism.
Exorcism. Like he wants to
deliverance.
Me.
Oh.
Or maybe he would think to kill me is to kill
the devil. Did you think you were the devil?
Oh, come on, man. Oh. I'm like, come on, man. You know how, bro? Come on, man. You know? Come on. I'm fucked up, but I'm nice, you know? I'm a nice guy. So I didn't think, at no point did I think he had a valid point. You know, like, maybe I am. I never questioned myself because I'm a Christian. I pray. I'm good. You know what I mean? So to me, it was scary. More than anything, it was scary. Like, some of my scariest moments were those evenings. I laugh about it now, but that shit. Oh, and CK saw that, right? He's my friend, and he literally, like, hit me up on WhatsApp, and it was like, it's funny now, but I was there. That shit was not funny.
That's hectic.
Crazy,
are you
right?
Serious?
Yeah, like,
you know, CK, what it reminds me of.
What is it?
Why are you looking for CK? It's this other show I was watching. It's the scariest night of my life.
Oh, yes.
You're explaining it. Like, this is what, like, these people go through. So it's like you are literally, it's like there's a evil spirit that just comes upon you. And while you're sleeping, because that's how they're, like, well, on this show, right? And, like, it's whether someone is either you have to pray or you have to go through this exorcism, literally, where they pray the devil out of you, you know, some even vomit and all of this. You know, Jesus. You've seen
that show is wild. I watched it with my woman who couldn't even finish. Yeah. She started getting scared, bro.
So the show's about like scariest nights of people.
Yeah.
So is it like a haunted house?
So imagine if Moses actually prayed for you and now you are literally going through this, you know, the devil or the spirit or whatever was...
You're encountering a spirit?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's about crazy nights that people have experienced.
So, literally, you went through it.
Yeah. I went through it. Yes. But on the show, they're encountering spirits and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. That's...
crazy.
I've never gone through that.
What's the show called, Konje?
The Scariest Night of My Life.
Yes.
On CBS Reality.
Yeah.
Channel 132.
I've never gone through that.
It started already, yeah.
But it's weird.
Was the scariest night.
It's the scariest night.
Was the scariest night of my life.
True accounts of a night they'll never forget.
I was terrified.
It was really something paranormal.
And I was in shock.
I think it was supposed to be left hidden.
They're real. They're here.
Relived in dramatic detail. Scariest Night of My Life. Monday to Friday on CBS Reality.
So I've got an ex, right? And she only told me this like recently, right? It's deep. But she's a very like spiritual person.
Yeah.
Right? And she was like, she could tell that my mom didn't like our relationship because I stayed home for the longest time. And she was like, she could feel there's a spirit that, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Aya, welcome. Yeah, she could feel like her spirit and all the time. But it was trying to say something to her, but it was not happy. It's the weirdest thing ever, but she was okay with it. So with these people, they encounter spirits, but it's...
Yeah, but it's while they are sleeping.
It's harsh.
You know like how people have these dreams, like as if you're being strangled, you can't move.
Isn't that like sleep paralysis?
It's like there's a dark... I don't know. It's like there's a dark evil spirit that just comes upon you and you can't fight it. Maybe these...
That's a real thing.
Yeah. People go through these things.
Christ.
How do you even think... Because like, my other question was like, how do even people get these spirits coming into their life? I know some people would say things like, you know, these sexually transmitted spirits. You know?
Oh, yeah. Like... soul what?
Soul ties. Yeah.
You've been through that?
I've had one.
For real?
What happened?
They were bewitching me. They were trying to take me and make me a zombie. And
Oh, Baba Funu Tebula.
Yeah.
Whoa, guys, it's what are you guys talking about?
You see?
We'll explain.
Not Matebula. Vendor guy is thinking Matebula.
So there was one night I was sleeping with my brother and there was a few voices.
Damn, you slept with your brother?
Yeah.
Not
we
like
had,
that.
We had three rooms at home.
So, oh!
Yeah, he had a room.
Oh, okay.
So I would hop in between rooms. Anyway, so this thing used to come on my window and whisper that I must come outside.
Hey, man.
Wait.
And you would listen to it and go.
Yeah, I was the only one that was hearing it.
Oh, fuck.
Guys, what are you guys talking about?
Especially
when there was wind, it was very rife when there was wind because it goes with the wind.
And it's an actual voice.
Yeah, it's an actual voice. That's why my hearing is so sharp right now. Yeah.
Oh, damn. So, Magloile, but they blessed you.
So, when
you can't see sound.
So, it's frequencies only you could hear.
Yeah. When we found out, it was the two next door neighbors that were trying to...
Oh, yeah. It's always...
Yeah.
I had a neighbor, but he was like up the road, like... 10 houses away.
Yeah.
Because we went to a prophet and she was like, it's a guy who goes to this church. He's short, he's dark, he's got a big stomach. Yeah. Only one nigga. And when my mom passed away, so that nigga used to drop off by the taxi and walk up our street. When my mom passed away, he didn't. And then the funniest thing happened when we were... So my mom had passed away that week and Freddie is my mom's friend. And we were walking up the street. The weirdest thing happened. Like, literally, as we pass that nigga's house, he opens the door and comes out. There's no way you would have seen that I'm coming or whatever. And just looks at me, like, dead in the eyes. And I'm telling Freddie, that's a nigga who, when we went to the prophet who sees, that's the nigga. The big, short stomach, big, That's the nigga.
Are you okay?
It's crazy, bro. Yeah, it's bro. Really. Bro, well, we wish you grew up in Parktown.
You're a kid, dog.
Yeah, and they see the potential.
How old are you now?
I was 14.
Is that why you studied sound?
No, that's not why.
Oh, okay.
I studied sound.
You're 14.
I was 14. So these people know when they can see who's gonna
your
do
power.
Big things. They see your power.
You see how
and
I
then
is.
They wanna dim it.
Yes, you see how I is now. So here's what they do, right? Even my mom, they try like, you know, same thing. Woman trouble. What they do is when they see your strength, your power, and your natural luck and abilities, yeah. Ways of getting shit done. Like, I get shit done. You know, he's got like 20 businesses now. He's hey, like,
they DM me about this thing. Stop it.
Hey,
man,
close
me.
Close your DMs,
man, tell me.
Close your DMs.
Fucking hell.
I've closed my DMs. It's peaceful, right? I know it's bad, but you know you get a lot of, but they see this, right? That's the reason why I have no regret about like leaving the hood and not going back. I have no regrets. You know, I will go once in a while. And when I go, I tell dudes, don't tell I'm going to be there.
Mm.
I'm just going to come at a random Tuesday.
Yeah.
And go to a Shisanyama or whatever and bounce. You know what I mean? Because shit really happens. So they see your power. And like my mom, single mom, no man. And everybody in the street is married or lives with a man.
Sure.
But she's the one who was able to buy a house alone, extend the house.
Mm.
My house was one of the nice houses, like in the street, you know, and build it and do X and Y and Z. And everybody's like, and then they're like, if I can tobula this spirit, so what that is you literally like have a slave.
You take your power
and you have.
They use it to get stuff.
A slave ghost. Dugoloshi kind of person, doing your shit, helping you to get money, literally. Yeah, uspanela umuntu mabuk twebulile. It's like on umzanti.
Usbaya.
Umkovu. Bak twebula bafaka spikiri. And they do things.
Man, what the fuck?
Yeah, I wish I grew up in Parktown, bro. Like, there's none of this shit there, bro.
I wish I was in Hyde Park.
Yeah, so that's what they wanted to do with I as well. Like come outside or whatever.
So if I had gone out, no one would see me again.
Yeah,
done.
And why didn't you go out?
Because I didn't. That's the power.
But dog, your mom
just didn't. And my
right?
mama and my mother is that powerful. Also.
Yeah, his mom is powerful,
just,
bro.
So they can't just come in and.
His mom is like a gifted person.
Well, most of my family's.
Yeah, so you've got because normally Vele, there has to be a line, you know. She's like her mom. His mom is. Yeah.
Has this ever happened to you, Kosi?
No, never.
Kulama suburbs. Grew up in the suburbs, man. Like, hey, bro, I want to.
No, is this for real?
Yeah, taga atwa, bro.
It's
never happened to me. Yeah. Like, yeah, taga atwa.
I grew up with idiots.
I had a dude literally.
Oh, that's why Bao Salale Makai.
That's why I said Salale Makai. That's a fool who Salale Makai. I'm a lawyer.
That's why I started being a rock star.
Yeah, I had a dude, like, who had a thingy. One of my family introduced us to this other guy way after my mom passed away. You know what I mean? It's like from the age of Gauteng. I forgot where, like, literally, he's like a Yaboni Sonaye, you know? That nigga literally came to my house and he could like point. HRT, Lapa. And his boy would dig shit up. And be like, shit up that's been.
No way.
By the neighbors and people about Loyai.
What kind of shit?
Like
a dead
shit.
Snake.
No way.
I'd hear something like a chicken feet or something. You know?
Yeah, some shit. Like. And that nigga was like slept at my place and was like, oh yeah, there's this thing walking around here. There's this walking around there.
No,
there's this
guys.
And all along, bro, real life.
They've captured a couple of at my house.
Yeah.
A couple of those things in my house.
Like, yeah.
How do they look like Aya though?
They only see them. It's a spirit.
Only they see them and feel them.
And feel them.
Just like a medium can, like here, right here, there's many spirits, right? Neo's got someone there. I've got my people. You've got your people. Aya's protected by his people. Kabiso, you know, everybody. But we don't know. We just see our buddies and colleagues, but when they enter, they can tell and see. There's things. That nigga was like, there's a thing here, walking here.
So how about, you know, I know situations where people talk about, let's say something is trying to strangle you, you know, like you can't breathe or something, and then they're saved by maybe just praying and like trying to call out the name of Jesus.
I do that.
You know, so that's the only time it actually releases, like it just lets go, it runs away.
Yeah.
No, man, guys, what are you talking about? I do that.
When I have bad
dreams. Yeah, bad dreams. Like last or even people who say they are dropping. Dream. And it's like the aim is not to land, because landing would be your death, literally.
It's crazy.
So it's like wake up before you literally land. You know, when you're falling off, like whether it's sky or from a building.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is all just for money.
Sometimes for money. Sometimes it's the weirdest thing. I'm a lawyer.
Come on, Nacho. It's just jealousy.
It's the weirdest thing.
No
lawyer.
One must go
you
forward.
Know what someone would do, right? They earn maybe like 12,000 a month. They don't mind spending a solid $4,000 just so they stifle your growth and you don't benefit them in any way. Just to so you get fucked. It's not even for money. Umon. Like sometimes it's like, oh, that kid from that house is smart. Oh, that household is good. I wanna see them suffer. Not because they're gonna get anything in return. Cause that house, that guy. Till today, you go there, it's agna tar, agna
border,
agna necks. Agna necks. It's like, damn, bro, you had a good job, you're working, and no growth. Literally, some people will do that. Not because they want to benefit, just they want to see get fucked and suffer. Period.
And sometimes you usually have actually less than they have, right? Yeah.
Sometimes you don't even have much, dude. Like, it's like they it's like,
that I
don't know what
so
victory
weird.
Comes from seeing you suffer. But they just want to see you not succeed at all. Like, and they suffer also. That's crazy. It's the weirdest. Jealousy is the weirdest.
Oh, shit, I just heard a voice.
What?
I'm thinking that's why I said I must come outside.
Who do you hear that voice?
Did she show?
Uswahili. 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 Hey. You see her tweet, dog? She tweeted her. Chila's head up. She's like, hey, that podcast is dumb, you know? They talk about dumb things. There's no substance, no brains whatsoever. I saw it, right? I saw it. How do I respond?
Nah, man, but we can't be talking about it. Like, one thing I noticed, dog, people use us for relevance.
Yeah, yeah. To train. Yeah. And we those guys.
So we mustn't talk about it.
Fat right? Joe said, we're fair game.
Yeah.
You know, exactly.
Because that's her currency. I mean, if she doesn't train, she's not living. She's not breathing.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh.
You understand?
The oxygen.
So they all do that, man. I mean, even the heavy cunt motherfucker.
Hi.
That heavy cunt.
Hey, your friend.
Since we stopped speaking about him, has he trended?
Mm-mm.
Exactly.
True.
You understand? So they do that. So we mustn't entertain such people.
There's only
some things we can respond to, not everybody.
Yeah, true.
Anyway.
That show is called what?
The Scariest Night of My Life.
Scariest Night of My Life.
It's
Buloy shit, dude. Like, it's crazy.
Literally everything we're explaining is what you actually see on that show. Yeah.
Oh, so they... Dude, we need to have one of those shows in South Africa, because... Like,
I know
the Zico Slami, right?
Okay.
Which I saw, but we need one of those shows, like, specifically about.
Because Scariest Night of My Life is more white. Yeah, it's an American.
It's white people.
Yeah.
But black people, we encounter a lot of times growing up, we thought, oh, haunted houses were about whites. But there's a lot of haunted houses. It's not haunted, it's just there's a spirit lingering sometimes in a house.
In a
you know
house,
what I mean? Like, in my place. Like I said with my mom, you know, had to do something. But sometimes you don't do things when a person, and we black people do things, you know what I mean? Give away the clothes.
What did you think about the Stellenbosch University racism thing?
Oh, shit. Ooh. Hey.
That was wild.
That was wild, bro. What's that boy? It's Tinus. How do you say that? It's Tinus Tutoi.
Yeah.
Tinus. Fucking pisses on... Gets into a black guy's room, pisses on his shit. All over. Well, pisses on his shit. Right? Gets, you know, all over. And
wants to hide behind
up.
The like, fact that he was drunk.
Like,
no.
Nah, him being... Look, dude. Look, if I am drunk, right? and I commit a crime or I do
exactly
something foul, like I beat a woman up, whatever, I still did it.
Yeah.
Drunk or sober.
Yep.
Like, you can't excuse an action. Like, if you rape a woman because you're drunk, you can't say, oh, he was drunk. Oh, well, he's drunk. Oh, thank goodness. It's not rape now.
No way.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's, you still did it. Like, when I'm drunk, I'm happy. I hug people. I kiss people. I tell them I love them. I appreciate them. You know what I mean? That's me drunk. Mm. And it doesn't mean I don't mean it.
Mm.
It just means I'm free or I feel comfortable to do the things that I sincerely feel at that moment.
100%.
So if you're a racist and you're drunk and you're pissing someone's shit, you're still racist.
Yep.
Mm. And it's still a racist action.
Aren't you speaking to his father?
I am.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Dinas.
No,
the piss on his Dinas' father.
Oh.
Tina to do.
Your penis.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Dinas. And put a match on.
I said, with your penis.
Tinas. It's thinness, actually. It's thinness.
Yeah.
A thinner.
Yeah.
But I would like Tinas. He would call it Tinas. So now, this thing is. Rumors that the father.
Oh, the two dads.
No, the black father, the victim's father, is entertaining the family of the race, this family of the racist, Dinas.
Mm.
Man, show his face, Dinas. We must make him famous, you know?
Yeah.
He's got a weak bladder. He pisses on people's things. He's racist. Show his face right here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Take a piss on him.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
Hey, I'm not peace of mind. I'm not peace. I'm not peace.
I'm not peace.
Oh, hey, Gabiso.
On the topic of being intoxicated, you have to legally, there's quite a bit to prove. So it's not you won't be exonerated because you were drunk. You have to actually prove that you acted involuntarily. So you weren't in a state of mind that is conscious or cognizant of your actions. So even then, Tinas would have to prove that he wasn't actually in a cognizant frame of mind when he actually
enacted
that.
Yes, because
you can't just have a couple of shots and then call it, oh, I'm drunk. Yeah,
exactly.
I was in
yes.
a state of mind. So
it's
if that's going to be his defense, he's going to have to prove that, and it's not easy.
Yeah, no, you can't. You
Fairly,
can't.
Oh, fuck,
good,
she's good.
Yeah, I know she's good.
You're good. Hey. Fact checker. Stop sending us emails, guys. You got our fact checker. You're good.
It's
exactly. Because if you can walk to the room, and you know
you're cognizant,
and you can identify a black person.
Yes, you know,
and say this is what we
thank
do to
you,
black
all
people.
All these rooms, it's my Buddha. This is Skulls room. This is Fantonder. This is Tinasen. This is Van Onselen's room. Oh, this is Nkonyane's room. Good. I'll go piss in there.
As well.
Thank you.
There's a lot of intent behind these actions, so you have to be. You have to be unaccountable if you're going to prove that. But going to targeting a black student in a formerly racist institution means that there's a certain intention, and this is the culture in this institution.
Yes.
That they're propelling.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a video. There's a video, and he's there. Just
oh, there's a video.
Yeah. No, it's a video.
There's a video of him pissing.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck me.
And he says, this is what we do to black people.
I mean,
he said, this is what we do to black
people.
Yes. He said, this is what we do to black people.
Jeez.
Yo, I want this guy to go.
And,
like,
and he called
I really
him boy.
Called him boy. As well. I actually want the university to say something about the accomplice as well.
Stellenbosch.
There was a no, they have to. He also needs to be suspended or have some sort of a sanction.
Ramifications, yeah.
Exactly, because you're filming with your friend. Your friend is complicit in the action as well.
They are complicit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Why aren't you.
They didn't stop
also,
him.
Exactly. No, they're egging him on, if anything.
No, let's call the father, man. Cause he's
because the father, yes. So ask the father, if are you talking to the family of these white people? Like, and why the fuck would you do that, bro?
Mm.
Like, we're all rallying behind this guy. Suddenly, you're speaking to the racists.
Baba Mkuseni. Yeah, this is wild, man.
So that's the father of the victim.
2022,
bro. That's the fucking shit. Why should I am a minority in this country? 2022. Like, why should we be fearing blacks? there's no white person who should be going around pissing on black people's property.
Hey, Baba.
Hey, Chawuzi.
Gunjan, Baba, you live on the podcast. Sol is here, Mac G is here.
Dada.
Ghost Lady is here.
Hey, Chawuzi.
Yeah, but so we've been hearing rumors that you are considering meeting up with Tinus's family,
the racist boy, piss boy's family. That you're considering meeting up with them and reconciling.
Let me dispel those rumors once and for all. There is not going to be a meeting. That's not going to happen. As I said in one of the interviews that I did, was that that window of engagement with the family was closed when we opened the criminal case.
Wow.
That was beautiful. On Tuesday.
Oh.
And what is the family saying to you?
Yeah, did the family actually reach out and talk to you? Tinus's family, well, the racist boys, the piss boys' family.
Yes, actually, he was triggered to reach out to me after I spoken to the university. Sorry about that. I spoke to the university, and then this lady. Dr. Choice, whatever, she said that Tina's dad, the racist boy's dad, was actually asking for my number. And I thought that was in response to what he had heard from the interviews that I had been doing. You see, if he had cared anything about my son or what he was condemning what his son had done, he would have reached out. Mm. I think that was in response to that. So subsequent to that, I told her, no, you can give him my number. I'll listen to what he said. He called me and then he told me that, no, he was sorry for what his son did and he would love to meet with me.
And then your son.
I told him I was not.
And then your son. What did he say? What happened?
Yeah, Ubabalo. How is he? How is he coping? And
We've got friends in Stellenbosch, so they tried to rally around him. And I must give props to the SASCO team in Stellenbosch. Yeah, they've been behind him and protecting him from all these other pressures that he would have faced.
And then, what did he describe to you of that day? What happened?
He said, "This boy just burst in into his room and just proceeded straight to go to his desk and." Just peed, and when he asked him why was he doing that, he responded, "You don't understand. It's a white thing, boy."
Oh. And is this the first time he's encountered racism at Stellenbosch?
Yeah.
It is the first time. But the way subtle. Things that were happening, but he, just like any other students, they endure. That is why this is so passionate to me. Black students there, they thought that it is normal for them to endure, to be looked down at, you know, as if that they don't belong there. You know,
What other kind of subtle and systematic racism would your son tell you that he's experiencing at Stellenbosch University?
The first week that he got there, he said, when they are in class, you know, the African student would ask a question from the lecturer in African.
Oh.
And then the lecturer would proceed and to explain everything in Africans, you know.
Whoa.
And then now they're lost, you know. It's those such things. And
Abanye, perhaps. fuck, bayani.
Kakulu.
Ndabasani. So, in the whole lecture room, the lecturer would respond in Afrikaans in front of black kids.
Yes. You know, and the conversation would go on, carry on and on. You do not know, and they will not know what it is that has been said.
They'd miss out on the teaching. It's the education.
You know, subtle things that our kids go through in that environment.
And you pay a lot of money. I mean, I can expect that Stellenbosch is not cheap.
No, it's not. Wow, it's not cheap. Yeah, a lot of sacrifices gone through taking him there. Mm.
Now, don't worry. We've spoken to Musi Maimane. We're going to start at Chiller's University.
Okay.
Miss Van der Pel.
Who's our dad?
We'll stop taking racism on the chin.
Thank you, Baba. And all the best with the case, all right?
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm actually flying out there tomorrow morning, meeting with the school management. I do not understand why their investigation has to take 3 weeks.
Video, there's evidence, it can't take 3 weeks.
You know, so they have to tell me what it is that they've done thus far. It's been a week already now.
Last question. What would you like to see happen to this racist piss boy?
Oh, definitely expulsion and some sort of a blacklist of all from all tertiary institutions.
Yes.
You know,
yes, emphasis on the black.
And they should know that money will not buy you anything.
Mm-hmm. All right. No, thank you, that Baba.
Siyabonga,
man.
Thank you.
Man, he sounds like a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, he's so well spoken, right?
Like,
I was like, are you really the father? Like, it's like, hey, man.
What's up,
like
people
cool
are cool,
guy.
Bro?
Oh.
What's up, people are cool.
Look who's talking.
Generally, no, he's right, though. Generally, like, Xhosa people love reading and they cool, well spoken. If you listen to Victor Ntoni, for example, when he was alive, when he speaks, he's a cool guy. Like hey, man.
Who's Victor Ntoni?
Black Coffee remix that song.
That guy. Oh. When he speaks, like he's like, well, he lived in America for a bit, but he's like, hey man, this is deep water. Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah, we have a good time with at Black Coffee's shoot of the DVD. Oh. It's amazing. I'm getting, and it's like, oh, it's like old Xhosa guy.
Oh, speaking about Xhosa people, shout out to Anele. Remember I once told you guys that there's a YouTuber kid from America who makes like millions and millions of rands.
Dollars, rather. Every month.
Because he's got a YouTube channel for kids. Ryan's World, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. Yes.
Yeah, so Anele's son has started Alake's World.
Oh, the irony. Anele's son. Alake.
On YouTube.
I love what Anele's doing with that boy. Like, it's literally talented parent, and she's got access to these people. Her friend is Trevor Noah. What's his Alake was speaking to what's his name?
Lewis Hamilton.
Formula One driver from Australia. Fact checker, she's on it. Just say Formula One driver Australian. And she was literally, I mean, there's only 20 Formula One drivers, bro.
Max. Yeah.
And
Daniel Ricciardo. Thank you, Kavisa.
What are you doing to me?
I'm gonna call Anel and tell her my daughter likes Formula One as well.
No. Next daughter is only 2 months. She just likes Formula. Baby Formula.
Hey, We're doing some arranged marriage shit. Yeah, I know. I like that boy's focus. Bro. He's good for my daughter. Yeah, I like him.
He was having a conversation with Daniel Ricciardo, right?
I like him.
When he sees a daughter, he's going to like, I like her.
Don't worry. I like, I'm grooming her for you. Don't worry. They're going to go to the same schools. I'm stalking her like. I'm going to find out which school he's going to. What he likes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like
how he likes it.
I like it is.
How? Hi.
You're a fucking legend.
Rest.
I could never say that. Like, you're a fucking legend, man. I could never say that. You know, it's your daughter, you know what I mean? It's like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, fuck.
It's so wrong.
It's wrong, right? But it's his daughter. So who are we? You know what I mean? So like is there talking to Daniel Ricciardo.
Bro.
I'm like, this is one of the few men on humans on earth who can drive a Formula One car.
Do you know how much that YouTube channel is going to make money?
Bro.
Like, oh, guys. Bro.
And the thing is, he was engaging
channels,
him.
Kids, they get numbers. The monies that these parents are making.
And he was talking
they
about
they can't get cancelled?
Yeah,
no,
no, of course.
No. Kids can't get cancelled.
And you know, kids, they
unless
watch
you're pro-abortion.
They watch this.
Cancel the motherfucker before he's even born. I cancel this motherfucker before he's even born.
There's a girl. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
There's a girl, JoJo Siwa. So she was on one of these kids' channel, Disney, I think. So she recently came out as lesbian, as queer. And what they've done now is turn against her. They don't flight any of her former shows. They've just blackballed her in Hollywood because she's actually lesbian. She's probably, 20? And she does kids' shows. So obviously the conservative Christians, the right-wingers, are going to not want their children to be consuming that content because they don't want their children to be exposed to homosexuality.
And if you think about it, children do get cancelled. But if you think about it, these Ryan's World and whatever, it's the new crazy and Yo TV. Because these kids don't watch TV.
They don't watch TV, bro. They're always on smart TVs. But they're streaming shit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They don't watch terrestrial TV. It's NBC and shit. Yeah.
Oh, they're about to make a shit.
And they watch
these
shows again and again and again. I'm sure you see your son, you know. Mm. Like, they'll watch the same show again. So obviously the numbers are just always like, they go to 3 million, 5 million, 10 million. Yeah.
You see, someone listened to me and did my idea. I'm waiting for someone to do the what's that thing that I came up with, that idea? The period detector. Period detector.
Are you still
period
on that?
Period detector.
Hey.
You don't remember that idea I came up with?
No, I think it was late.
I don't remember that one.
It was before him.
Yeah, way before me. I've got a good memory.
Oh my God, listen.
I don't remember a period detector.
No, I came up with an idea.
That's
someone
not
was
your period,
eh? Someone else invented a device that you put in the car. And if a girl's on a period, as soon as she gets in,
listen to that. You see, this is why it has not come out. How? Thank
you. So when you're in the house, you're like, and this goes, baby, I'm on my period. You're lying. My car, stay. Oh, grandi, agnakazi, sirati.
That shit is dope, eh?
No.
You don't want that?
No.
In the car.
You tried this 2 years ago. It didn't work.
No. That's an invasion of privacy.
Nah, dog. You invaded my dick when we get home in union periods, but you didn't tell me the whole time.
She'll eventually tell you. You have to accept it.
But the thing is, I agree with you.
If you
invasion.
Can't ask.
Mara. Don't tell me at the club.
Then you must ask.
The first round of drinks is a communication.
Tell me as soon as you get in the car.
As soon as I say, can we go home together? Tell me then that, listen, I really like you. I really vibe with you. I can go home with you. But just know now, when the club, I'm on my periods.
If you had erectile dysfunction, would you disclose? My question is, if you had erectile dysfunction and you picked up a chick in the club,
you didn't pick it up. You didn't pick it up. She's a bogota from day one. Are you picking it up now?
Too late.
Oh,
she's
can
hired.
You open our email. Can you fact check? Tell me. I'll tell them to open the email.
That's still apply.
Sorry, no, sorry.
Say okay. you had a medical condition, which you pre-disclosed.
Hold on. Say that again.
Right.
Say that again.
I'm
so
saying my question is, if say for instance, hypothetically, Saul had erectile dysfunction, he picks up a really hot chick in the club, great, amazing stuff, and then they get there and homegirl's like, oh my goodness, it's so great, and then by some bad twist of fate, Saul has whiskey dick. Or erectile dysfunction,
yeah.
And do you still think that the woman would you feel comfortable with the woman telling you why I'm chilling with you and
That's different.
Alex, I'll explain to you.
Number one, erectile dysfunction or not being able to rise to the. Here's the thing.
It's not human nature.
If a nigga, wait.
It's not human nature.
Let me explain. If a nigga has erectile dysfunction. He knows.
Yes.
When he wakes up in the morning and he smells God's good oxygen and he breathes, he knows he's got erectile dysfunction. It's his medical condition, right? But a lot of times niggas can't get it up, but there's performance anxiety that you don't know you're gonna get on that evening. It happens to all niggas. Yeah, some will deny, but it happens to everyone.
Are you just not feeling her?
No, you are. That's why you brought her home. You're feeling her because you want to fuck her.
It happens that you don't feel it at that moment.
It does. Don't blame her. Okay. Or maybe sometimes there's a smell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Aibo.
Is the treatment the same?
Hold on. Listen. Wait. But if I know I've got erectile dysfunction, I know you're right. I have to tell the girl. If I'm going to take a girl home, I have to tell her that, baby, we don't want to have intercourse. I'll eat you out. You will come or whatever, right? That's cool. You can explain that. Just like when a girl is on periods, unless she gets the period between the club and your house.
And that can happen.
Period. A robot in the red robot. At an intersection, red robot.
And that's possible.
Right? And that then, is, yeah, red robot. Possible. Baby, I just got my period. Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, damn. Should we turn back? But if you're in your periods, go to the club. Tell me.
There's a level of comfortability with disclosing that.
Rather let it be a question from the beginning.
Yes, everyone must just state. Yes, these are my expectations.
Yes,
and can you meet
from
my
the
expectations?
Beginning. Yes, that's
granted.
What.
Oh, you could have a period detector.
Yeah,
everything is soft.
Yeah. Yes, among in the bank, they're like, they're like, I just set this one. So, carry the detector in the club. Hey, love, how are you? Enjoy that.
Wait there.
Okay, chill there.
Next. Hey, making his over address.
So, look, it's okay for women to have periods. It's okay, but if someone takes you home, you know why they're taking you home, tell them. Like, I go back to your example. If I've got whiskey dick for life, And the girl is like, damn, so you're a sexy teddy bear. Can I take you home? I'm like, no problem, you can, but I'll just decorate your bed. I can't get it up. I need to be honest, right? If a girl is like, so I want to fuck you, children. Can I take you home? I'll be like, you can, but I've got a problem.
Yeah.
I can't get it up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that wrong? And is that wrong? To say a man must declare?
No,
right? So is it wrong to say a woman
why
must
declare?
Why did
Tiki send you? Hey.
Who?
Tiki must have sent her this one.
Tell him, I'm wrong.
Yeah, because Mac is wrong for that app. Wrong.
You're right, it's invasion of privacy. Because imagine a woman in an app, right? That could test erectile dysfunction
or your size
small, and it starts going off and it gets stronger when it gets closer. You're like, oh fuck, you can't get it out. And you just try to fucking buy underwear, you know?
Yeah,
and, oh, you can't get it out. You see, so it is, but people must just be honest and fucking communicate.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
Anyway, who votes for the period detector? Say yes.
No one.
I don't vote.
Of course, it's Tato. Yes.
I vote for women telling yes. us they're on
it's Tato.
Tato votes for the period. Mesh votes. More Africa votes, yes.
No.
Tribe of Freak votes.
No.
Hey, the votes, they're overwhelming.
Ay, una manga.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
no.
Nah.
There's literally no one fucking voting
no
for
one.
This thing.
Nobody everybody's like. There is like, I think, 19 chants in the room right now.
Anyway, so it's Africa Month, right? I got an African quiz for you guys. Are you guys ready?
Oh, I love Africa.
All right, let's go. How many people live on the African continent?
Oh, fucking, fuck out of here.
Come on.
Okay, so.
Take a guess.
How many people are on Earth? 7 billion?
Yes.
I'd say 4 billion.
All right. Ghost Lady?
4 billion.
I know it. 1.2 billion.
All right. You Googled, motherfucker.
Oh, you Googled.
you Googled.
I was going to say like 2, 3.
Hey, 1.1 billion.
What's happening with you in the fact checker?
what? 1.1 billion. That's inspiring. 1.1 billion.
And you the one who, she came to Recharge Lounge. We're playing.
Fat checker.
Damn. When a woman says, I has taken and is happy, it's a sign.
Fat checker, we must give you a. What are those things? She can only talk 6 times in a show.
A quota. We'll give you.
Hey, you're getting too excited. Hey.
We're going to give you word bundles. Nah? Yeah. Word bundles. Yeah. Well, 100 words.
Yeah. Man. From now on, you speak when you're spoken to. Ne? Danko.
No.
Thank you.
But I like the interjection with facts.
Yes.
No, but not opinion. Too excited.
Not opinion.
Yeah.
With facts.
Yeah.
You can interject it like what you did now with the fact, you know? There's something you did when I went, it was nice. You know, with facts. You can interject with facts, not.
The show is here, not there. Okay. Yes. All right.
You can have your own show. You do. We don't mind.
No. Start your own YouTube channel.
We'll condone it. We'll sponsor it.
We'll subscribe.
We'll subscribe and like. And we'll be patriots and members.
Here we go.
Okay.
Which is the most spoken language in Africa?
Swahili.
Yes.
Aya.
Kosa.
Arabic.
Arabic?
Yep.
Now, fuck you, bro.
I kid you not.
No way.
Hey, Google.
Google.
They were saying, yeah, it's because of North Africa, ne?
Yeah, it's Arabic.
Arabic?
Yes. Let me move on to the next one. African artist with the most Billboard Hot 100 entries.
Billboard?
100
Fela
entries.
Kuti.
Fela Kuti?
100 entries. Billboard is recent. It's new. It has to be...
No.
It can't be him.
No, I thought you were doing that with that.
Wizkid.
Wizkid.
Yeah. I'll go for Wizkid.
Yeah, you're right. It's Wizkid and Tims. 3 each. Mira Makeba 2, Burna Boy 1, CK 1, Yuma Sikela 1 as well.
Oh, wow.
Wow, bro.
Yeah.
It doesn't rank the languages here, but it says Swahili is the most commonly spoken, and
Arabic
is second, French is third, Hausa, Yoruba, Igbo.
By the way.
Kharik. What is that?
By the way. I may be wrong.
It's Arabic. It's spoken in Ethiopia, and then isiZulu is right there as well. Shona as well. Yes.
isiZulu is definitely ranked because then the Kulunga won't come rank. That's fucking amazing, right?
It's crazy, right? There's no vendor.
Please.
All right.
By the way, speaking on that,
yeah,
there's a fact. Just Google it. It's crazy, right? That the place or city where which has the most French speaking people is not in France. It's in Congo.
For real?
The weirdest shit ever. Like, colonialism
DRC.
Is fucked up, yeah. Like, it's the most fucked, it's the most fucked up thing.
Wow.
It's not in France. It's not Paris. It's in fucking Africa.
There's more people.
There's more
exactly.
people.
Exactly. And they all speak French.
Yeah.
Some countries speak like an indigenous language. They speak French.
Yeah.
Je m'appelle. Kinshasa, right?
Mm.
It's the, yeah, Kinshasa is the most French-speaking city on earth. And it's in Africa, not in fucking France.
Africa's most Instagrammable cities.
Cape Town.
Cape Town?
Yeah. Africa.
My city, Cape Town.
You, Penduka?
Joburg.
Joburg? What are you going to Instagram? Joburg, come on.
Hey, Brie.
Hey, Brie.
Hey, Brie. Hey,
hey, man, I'm in Satan.
Where were they going to put that flag?
No, man, wait. Okay, let me rethink.
Yeah, where's that flag going, Vela?
Yeah.
Which city is that flag going?
Oh, no. Ramaphosa canceled that shit.
Oh, he canceled
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he told the... Yeah. Bonang is pissed. Yeah. Vela, klima.
No, Robert.
By the way.
No, Robert Marawa.
Robert Marawa's pissed. We all pissed.
Dorothy's pissed.
Dorothy's pissed. We all pissed. Dinos is pissed. Bro, apparently a chiller says he bumped into a thingy, Nathim Tete at the airport.
Yes.
And asked him, I was sorry. He tweeted me like, I was sorry. But Nathim Tete, he said an interview, he's like, yeah, it glows in the dark.
Hey, man.
It glows at night.
At night.
The education must. What education, nigga? On the flag.
How much more, like, do we still need to know about
the flag?
We
know the flag
guys?
And the colors and
the
what
colors,
they mean.
The colors, yeah.
But for you, like, I don't know. We've been taken for boosters, like straight up. Like, we've been taken for boosters.
Nah, that guy, his middle name must be a lost three. He's taking your whoop at that guy.
Bro, no, there's no for way. Real, though. For real, though.
But even for the president, you'll be laughing like that. Like, you know, there was just like,
the president was laughing.
He laughed.
Yeah, when he was just narrating how he, when they had the conversation and told him, yeah, no, just. Mission abort this flag thing. You
yeah,
know? It
man.
It was like a joke.
I
like,
see that. Wow.
Yeah, 22
well.
Million. It's like anje.
Yes, you guys are right. It is Cape Town. Cape Town is number one.
Cape Town is a fucking movie.
Number
bro.
Two is Marrakesh in Morocco and Masaya Mara in Kenya. It's number three.
Oh, damn. I didn't know about Masaya Mara. First time hearing of the town.
Africa's highest grossing movies.
Black Panther. No, it's not. Sol. Sol, I'm Sol.
You don't even need to fact check that one.
Sol.
Anyakuta.
Go to Black Panther, baby. So, what's your case?
Toti. Oh, Jerusalem.
I'm not.
Toti's
got
an Oscar.
Generations, man. I don't know.
Generations, not a movie, man. Okay. Nah.
Number one is The Gods Must Be Crazy. It made $100 million.
Ha, 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 ha. Wait. I saw a tweet, right? Apparently, one of the main characters, the Bushman or Khoisan guy, on The Gods Must Be Crazy could pay something like $300. $300. So beautiful you say that. The main guy, the Bushman guy, the Khoisan guy, could pay $300.
No way.
The Gods Must Be Crazy guy, ne?
From the movie. Whoa. And they made $100 million.
Back then it was probably, because this is ages ago, remember, we were like kids, it's in the 90s or early 2000s.
Yeah.
That's probably like 3,000.
It's like 1.8 billion rand.
And that's probably like 4,000.
The movie grossed 1.8 billion rand on the box office.
How they treated him is gross.
Jeez.
Fuck what they grossed. Shit is gross.
Number two is Zambezia. Made $34 million.
Zambezia or Zambezi?
Zambezia.
Zambezia.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Number three is Kumba. I don't know that one.
Four
is Tsotsi.
Ah,
40.
And five is Sarafina. It made $7 million.
Oh damn! Mm. District 9 is not there.
No.
Oh, should we? It's Hollywood.
Oh, Hollywood, District 9 is shot here, but Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's Black Panther.
It's Black Panther.
Well, Black Panther wasn't even shot in Africa, so I don't think it was shot.
Yeah, actually.
Here's my favorite one. Africa's biggest exporters to China.
Exporters? Mzansi. Mm. Or Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. You go, lady.
Ethiopia.
No. Ethiopia makes amazing coffee, like the world's best coffee. I get you, girls. That movie.
Okay, no. Okay, no.
You're probably right. That's why it's laughing like this. Don't get tricked.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. Don't get fooled.
Are you folding? You're not folding.
Don't fold.
Okay, I'm not going to fold. Okay,
you don't want to ask a friend.
No.
Zimbabwe.
Number one is South Africa. We export $33 billion to China.
Oh yeah, it makes sense.
Number two is Angola. They export $21 billion. Mm. And number three, DRC, $12 billion.
You see, guys, yeah. Kenya, thriving countries. Rwanda, thriving. They're not exporting shit out there. They're processing shit themselves. Busy. Yeah,
you know what, DRC?
Rwanda is amazing. Kenya is fucking amazing.
Namibia as well, apparently, is beautiful.
Namibia, right? Mm. Exactly. Here we are exporting. Why the fuck? Why we? Fuck.
We got 33 billion rands, dollars rather, to export.
You know what, DRC, actually, I think it's something that they mine that is for phones. Do you know that story?
Most of African countries, we supply all the phones with the minerals they
need. Yeah, DRC is like the richest country on earth, in terms of minerals, copper. There's a guy who took me on
phones.
There's an Uber guy. He was like, yo, whenever you got like 400,000, come to DRC. Just get like diamonds, gold. Shit. And like there's literally trucks as we speak right now going out of that country and taking minerals like gold and shit. People, there's people. They're so like rich. It's like you can just go there and set up shop and start trading if you got the capital. Like there's so much minerals.
And what the Chinese do is they'll come and they'll say, okay, we'll build you a bridge, but I want all your minerals.
Like they built a bridge, I think, in Mozambique.
Like,
now
bridge.
Mozambique owns them for life.
Bridge! And everybody in the village, their daughter's name is Bridget. I've got a bridge in this year. Bridget! It's fucked up, right? Getting taken for pusses.
We are here, man. Anything you want to talk about, my dog?
Fuck, there's so much, man.
Yeah.
Ask Ghost Lady first.
Oh shit, we didn't even get to you.
No, but did you guys hear about Umakazi? She got robbed at gunpoint, guys. Hey, imagine. Like, guys, how do you feel now, huh? Like, going to gigs and the safety. So what happened to Makati is basically she was performing at Harankua Chisanyama. Mm-hmm. So, and they were standing, I think, outside by her car. And then, so two gunmen approached her and took her cell phone before shooting in her and her dancer's direction. Yes. So luckily she was not, they were not shot at. Well, they were shot at, not... Mm. Literally shot though.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, and sorry, her record label also revealed that it may have been a hit, saying that Makazi may have been targeted, basically.
Why would anyone want to get rid of her?
Guys, I don't know.
Hey bro,
I don't know why the record label said that. Yeah, you don't
know.
That's hectic. People are jealous. Yes, it's cool.
They get gunmen to do their things.
And she's doing well.
Yes, she is, yeah.
She's doing so well. Like, so sorry to her.
Sorry, man. Like, yeah. And the thing is, artists can't do anything to protect. Because here's the thing, man. A gun, someone can shoot you from 100 meters away, right? So sometimes I see people can have bodyguards. But if someone really wants to take you out, they will take you out.
But why Makazi, man? That baffles me.
Right? But sometimes, I think there, look, it's rumors that or suspicions that it's a hit. Sometimes, bro, you're just dealing with amateurs, like niggas who've never about Mungunzi for a living. Mm. And that's one thing I never wish upon me. Like, if someone's going to rob me, please be experienced. Mm. Because the inexperienced guys will shoot you.
Mm.
They shake, they get nervous. Or they realize, oh, fuck, it's Saul, it's Mac G. Mm. Oh, they get nervous. Bah, they shoot. Out of just being nervous. Sometimes maybe it's just amateurs, niggas were just nervous. Because sometimes if one jenkunzu, a person who's experienced, you'll give your foot like, I'm fine. Hey, how's your family, bro? How's your son? What's your son's name? You know, they'll make you so. They'll be like, this is.
They'll make you feel good.
Yeah, like, this is a professional job. You know, like.
Oh, it's a chill. Oh, what a late episode of my mind. This is my mind.
Let's phone.
I'm trembling. Who's fine? Don't. Oh, father, I'm cool. You're like, hey, You think, ah, my phone is safe now. But it will remind you, hey, don't forget the phone. Bring the phone, you know what I mean? But if it's nervous, I don't want to get robbed by nervous. Because you act nervous. They nervous, you're nervous. Mm. You know, they start waving guns, you're like, should I react? Should I do something? They're nervous, you're nervous, and they eventually shoot you.
Yeah.
So they shot in the direction of Makati, but I don't think they'll turn around. So it's possible that it was just nervous guys also. Don't go about drinking Kunza by nervous guy. Those people will, like...
What else you got, Gosling?
Trevor Noah has broken up with his girlfriend again.
Kelly.
Oh, yeah. But she's an it girl, that one. She looks like... Okay, I'm lying, because she's an actress, right? Or some... She's got her own... thing going on, and but I mean,
so they broke up before, and now again, it's a whole story, so it's a big story.
But I didn't see that one as Omakoti. Like,
but why can't Trevor Noah keep a girl, man?
Let's call him.
Let's call him.
Let's call him. You must learn from Kuna. You can keep a girl, right? Yeah. Shit. Shame, man.
Oh, I think he's one of those guys that's too focused on his job. Like, he really doesn't care about.
Yeah, but if relationships, you, and if stuff. You're the host of the Daily Show.
And you know, women want attention, attention, attention.
Women want attention, bro. They must date sergeants or something. Attention! They'll get it every day.
Yeah, anyway, we're signing out with Aya's brand new song.
Hey.
If I don't play it, he's going to quit.
I'm out.
No, he's going to make you.
I'm going to sign all his rights to me.
Wait. Before we play Aya's song, so you're going to drop an EP, songs to put your name on.
Yeah.
So, Spiso, my manager, got a call, right? Because I couldn't get to you. And someone says, don't drop MacGyver. There's that song you mustn't drop because apparently there's another DJ who has the same song who's about to drop the same song. Tell us, what happened?
I put my name on it first.
Oh, so that's what the album must be. There's a song. I put my name on first.
That's what I said. It's a good thing you're doing to... put the artists who make the music forward by saying, I'm only here because I put my name on only.
Yeah.
Gandhi, there's another DJ claiming he made the song. Gandhi, he's just putting his name on.
You see that EP, in terms of rights, is going to be tight because we're facilitating it.
Jeez. Don't rock me, man.
Nah, never.
I'll go Dorothy on your ass.
I'm going to rock him. I'm going to take you.
Now rock him and block him.
So I'm using your publishing company.
Yeah, my publishing company.
Yeah, that's Big Fun, right? Big Fun Music.
Yeah.
So if we get a deal from Moja Chicken, 10 mil.
Oh, full.
So 10 million.
Must I give it to you as well?
Yeah, I'm going to get paid from that deal. You're going to get paid from that deal. And everyone else is getting paid from that deal.
So we're all getting paid.
Yeah.
Mm. We're all eating.
So there's a master's owner fee that's going to come before the royalties or anything. So that would be the 10 million.
Okay.
And then... the publisher's fee.
10 million.
Goes to the publisher, maybe 4 million.
Yeah.
That's me.
No, 10 million you and the artist, and maybe 5 million for the publisher, and then for the license. That's for the licensing. That's for the licensing of the song. Yes. Like you agreeing to the song. It's like a signing fee.
Oh.
And then there's going to be the spins, which comes for performance rights and mechanical rights.
And remember, beginning of the year, I said, all I want this year is a hit. I think I got plenty now.
The best way is to put your name, my man. It's the best.
Don't touch the song. Send a
big shout out. We got some food today from Mr. Yo, Monday Eatery.
These guys have been waiting. This show, how long is it now?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half, and they've been here for like 3 hours.
Please come show the food, man.
They've been here for 3 hours.
They're from Pretoria, eh?
Damn. Wow. Hey,
this,
man.
This food came all the way from Pretoria.
Bring us the food. Hey, you've been waiting, dog. That is a bean wedding. It's cold now, ne? Mm. Oh, shit. It's burgers.
Mm.
Grab a burger, bro.
Thank God.
It's burgers. Oh, that's why you've been waiting so long. Burgers can't be choosers.
What the fuck?
Mr. Monday. This looks good, man. Look at this. Are you seeing? Can you see there?
Mm.
Is it fine? Perfect, man. Mr. Mondays.
How solo are you again?
Rocking this one oh, way.
Who used to tell me that? Somebody used to say, hey, you're eating again.
Mash in Ghana.
In Ghana.
Fuck you.
Let's play your song, man. So what's the name of the song?
This song is Sangena featuring Robert Boy and Lapiro.
Oh.
They both killed it, man.
Did you pay Robert Boy for this?
No.
Oh, okay.
He came, he wanted to work, man.
Yeah,
so we worked.
Robert is one of the most genuine people in the game, bro.
Here we go. Brand new. When is it coming out?
Coming out on Monday. Right. Everywhere. Can when the show the comes
link?
Out.
Can you do the radio link? Robert Boy.
You're missing Robert.
Ladies and gentlemen, okay. Go one more. You do the radio link.
Okay, let me
start.
And it's the name of the song is?
Sangena.
Guys, it's time for Sangena by
Aya Pro featuring Aya Robert Pro Boy featuring. And Lapiro.
Now, Robert Boy and Lapiro.
Do it from the start. One, two,
fresh.
Three, go.
Half
guys, this is Sangena. Like, oh, forget now.
You see why they were throwing your demos away?
This is
no, you see why I didn't move. Send any.
Give me some move. Come on, Kusli. Let's go.
Guys, time for Sangena. By Aya Pro featuring Robert Boy and
Lapiro.
Lapiro.
Well done.
Send us a voice note and tell us what you think.
Please do. What's the temperature?
Robot, robot, chorus, hola, okay, right,
Sangena tina sambulile, landela ntana yamzwakala, kumnyama ntana le ngiphathe ikhandlela shaya ipiano kukhala zonke imama.
We had to drive to. Where did we drive to?
We drove to.
Hey man, what's your business, man?
Feels like we're touring someone's house in this airport.
It's not
Keita.
Oh my goodness. Fuck it out, bro.
Moscow,
you guys have beverages, huh?
Don't take pictures of the.
Throw these things into the Lord.
Show me. Point in mind. I'll start with that.
I told you it's him. These Quaido stars are rock stars.
You know you're rich when everybody wants something.
Under normal circumstances, he should have been a Quaido artist.
G.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.